free line. And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want as we launch here into the second hour of the program. And in case you just missed it, the end of the first hour, we had someone call in who said that it was his first time listening. Now, normally when someone calls in on their first time listening,
it's a catastrophe.
It can, well, I don't want to say normally it's a catastrophe. It can be an absolute train wreck in that the person doesn't, and I mean more for that the person than for anything else, because usually someone calling for the first time doesn't really know what they're getting into. And that's fine. I mean, we'll take any call from anybody here pretty much at 855-450-FREE, and sometimes it can be fun to hear people not know what they're getting into. But in some cases, it can be, I think, kind of sad. And this was one of those calls, because it was somebody who thought he was calling like a community of radio shows. And let me see if I can explain how this comes about. So the Genesis Communications Network is our syndicate. Every talk show that you hear on the air on talk radio has a syndicate behind it, unless it's a local talk show originating from your local talk radio station.
Right.
So Rush Limbaugh's syndicate is Premier Radio Networks, and Glenn Beck, and all these people have syndicates behind them.
There are a few that don't, but
yeah. Right. Some are self-syndicated in that they're buying their own satellite time, etc. So then you've got Genesis Communications Network, or GCN, had for a long time kind of been in the realm of the conspiracy theory, kind of the conspiracy theory network, basically. You know, they had Alex Jones and a number of other shows that were of that same
lesser
sort of
or greater
genre.
Yeah,
and
conspiracy theories.
Free Talk Live came along and got syndicated by Genesis Communications Network, and we're not a conspiracy show, and nor are we a conspiracy show. You can call about your conspiracy theory, and we'll probably pick it apart,
right,
and ask tough questions and stuff like that.
Genesis was intending to sort of break out of that box that they were in, and Free Talk Live.
And we helped them do that to some extent.
And now they have lots of, several great shows.
They have a lot more kind of mainstream.
And Alex Jones, huge show. I mean, no one can say anything.
The guy's incredible. He's got way more listeners than we do. I mean, conspiracy theory radio is way more popular than radio of a liberty-oriented mindset. Period.
At the very least, the guy's a good broadcaster.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I have a lot of respect for what Alex Jones has accomplished with his career. But what I wanted to explain was how this call came about that we had in the last hour by this guy that was completely blindsided. He didn't know what he was getting into. And that's because in a lot of places, if you go online, for instance, and you find these conspiracy shows, they all kind of hang out in the same neighborhood, so to speak. They're all on the same networks. There's a handful of different networks out there. Like, LRN.FM is my little network that I put together with a bunch of liberty-oriented shows. And I specifically did not want anything that was conspiracy-oriented on my network, because I don't want to,
You can pretty much talk to the same hosts about the same thing, and they've got the same answers to the same problems, right?
The LRN.FM is an ideologically based network, and
right,
it's a
very similar ideas.
Correct. We're not going to take somebody who is not liberty oriented and put them on the air.
Right. The ideology happens to be consistent. So.
Right. And of course, in talk radio, in the actual broadcast radio business, they say that ideology is a bad thing. It's bad to program one particular radio station to one particular ideology. I don't know if I believe that's bad or not. I think what matters is whether or not you can sell ads on the station to make money, and I've never tried to do that.
Yep.
And I don't try to make money on my network at LRN.FM. We don't. It's just there, and it's a service for people, and they can use it to their heart's extent, and some people really like it.
Content.
Right, and that's one of the things we can do with the Internet, right? You can have things that are programmed to niche marketplaces. And then if a radio station decides they like a show on my network or on Genesis's network, they can take a show. So, like you were saying, Mark, most stations take Free Talk Live and may not take anything else from Genesis. Or maybe they'll take a couple of their weekend shows or whatever. They'll pick and choose. They're not going to come in and...
That's what a network does.
Right. They're not going to take the whole network smorgasbord.
Necessarily.
It's very rare that a station will do something like that. And so what you end up having is people who are listening to the network online. This is their thing. They're into the, maybe some of the other shows that they hear on the network. All of a sudden they come across Free Talk Live.
There's several online networks of sort of the conspiracy-oriented shows.
Right.
I mean, Genesis is the top of that the heap, but there are others out there that are, maybe Genesis isn't ludicrous enough for them.
No, absolutely true. In fact, Genesis, I would say, as you said, Mark, has traveled more toward the mainstream. They've
right.
got shows like John and Jeff on over Overnights, America Tonight, and others.
What's that new one that they just got?
They got Doug Steffen in the mornings. Mm-hmm. These are mainstream shows.
And Jason
also
Lewis.
Jason Lewis is one of their other channels. He kind of competes with us. But again, you know, these are other products that are not coming from that conspiracy perspective. But all that said, still some of those shows are out and about. And when somebody's listening to one of those networks, they think that, well, everybody must be like me. The hosts on the networks must know who else is on the networks. Genesis has four channels that they program 24/7.
Right, meaning that there are four hosts broadcasting at any given time. Now, there certainly are some recordings, but mostly it's not.
They've got different studios and multiple, you know, staff and board ops in there. It's a big operation. And so for me to even know what a fraction of those shows are, I don't have any idea. I really don't have any idea who is before us on the Genesis Communications Network. And I don't need to know. And my stations don't need to know. It's completely irrelevant, and it doesn't matter to somebody listening in Tupelo tonight. It doesn't matter. So, but this guy doesn't know that. He's sitting there listening to his internet stream, which is coming from Genesis Communications Network. He's been listening to Alex Jones in the, you know, morning and the afternoon, and then whatever came after that, and then so on and so forth. Now he's on Free Talk Live. First time he's ever listened this long. First time he's ever heard the show. I'm going to call and talk about crop circles, which came up earlier today on this other show, and, you know, think that the hosts are going to be able to relate to me. And I'm sorry, but none of us here are really on board that train.
Yeah, I don't know much about crop
circles. Maybe you guys sound like you didn't really know about it, so he's like, let me inform them.
Maybe so, but then he ended up going off into the world of Zionism at the very end of his call.
Which shows up to me as one of those code words.
Yeah.
So, like, Zionism means something.
So he's talking about aliens being here already and making contact.
And I love it when they mix Zionism and aliens. That really always comes out with something good. But Zionism is a form of nationalism of Jews and Jewish culture that supports a Jewish nation state in a territory defined as the land of Israel. And Zionism supports Jews upholding their Jewish identity and opposes the assimilation of Jews into other societies and advocates for the return of the Jews to to Israel as a means for Jews to be liberated from anti-Semitic discrimination, exclusion, and persecution that has occurred in other societies. So I'm against Zionism as per this definition. I don't think that people coming together in order to create a nation state, especially a nation state that's relatively new, and it's, you know, the property disputes are what the property disputes are, and it's not like I'm going to say that they're, you know, good or bad or indifferent, but it just doesn't doesn't this smack of bigotry? If I were to say, well, I want to get people of my ethnicity all gathered together and exclude others.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is bigotry. But there's another meaning to the word Zionism, which is, I hate those stinking Jews. That's what it can be used as a code word for, and I get very, very, because usually people who are against Zionism, like I am, don't use the term Zionism. That's not what it means at all. They just say,
well, you're saying you're against separatism, is what you're saying.
I'm against separatism,
so
I'm against
white separatists, too.
I'm against separatism of all sorts,
separatists.
And I'm against the idea that, some nation, what Israel is doing to the Palestinians. It seems very aggressive to me.
Well, I'm against the idea. I get what you're saying when you're saying you're against separatism. I'm against the idea of separatism, but I'm for their right to go off and do their little separation. Please, actually, go ahead. That's fine with me. I'd rather have
those
kinds of
people. See what happens when they do. Take a look. There are Arab citizens of the nation of Israel, and these people are truly treated as second-class citizens from the government at every level.
Well, obviously, you're against aggression on people based on anything, including race, but the people getting together and stuff is not immoral.
Yeah, I just know what happens when people get together based on some silly reason like,
I'd rather not
race
have them.
Or culture.
Well,
or whatever.
What about the Free State Project? We're getting together for liberty. What's wrong with that?
It's an ideological idea, and we'll see if it works out. But when you're talking about, like, for instance, the Ethiopian Jews, the Jews took them in, and I think it was the 80s or something like that. They've systemically, been prejudiced against them and all kinds of things. I mean, it's not even Judaism, therefore. It's their form of Judaism.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,648.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,689.63, $844.82 for a half ounce, or $422.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,689.63, $844.82, and $422.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site. So head on over there and enjoy them on us. We got archives that go all the way back to late 2006, and they're free, of course, at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live, I'd like to offer you the chance to get your hands on some gold and silver.
Yeah, go to gold.freetalklive.com. When you do buy your gold and silver from gold.freetalklive, you help Free Talk Live. You're going to get some of the best rates available on, from any of the gold purveyors on the internet, likely. You'll certainly comparison shop, never a bad idea, but we believe we've got some of the best prices at gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, as we continue here, John is listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
I like what you guys are talking about tonight. But,
thank you, sir.
I was wondering, I'm trying to find out where I can send some money into Ron Paul. I know you guys are probably have his address or website or whatever.
Sure, it's ronpaul2012.com. In fact, I think they're doing a money bomb today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, 2012?
ronpaul2012.com.
Okay. And somebody said something about his website. I mean, his Facebook is building up, or what's that address there?
I don't know. You probably just
I don't
just
think he can give
Ron
money
Paul.
Through his Facebook.
Well, I mean, I think he was just asking about his Facebook to try to find it. I would just search for Ron Paul. There are probably going to be a handful of them that will come up, and then just go with whichever one has the most likes. That will likely be the official Ron Paul Facebook. That would be my guess. And or maybe try to find it on, yeah, there it is, right there at the top of his own website.
Okay.
So there's a little F link for Ron Paul there. So you pretty excited about the Ron Paul campaign?
Yeah, I am. I was for him last time, but he sure is stirring the pot as far as bringing up some ideas that people can't just deny that they need to follow those ideas, you know.
Absolutely, and I think Ron Paul's doing a great job of communicating those ideas out there to everybody that's at least paying attention. One thing's for sure, whether you agree with Ron Paul or not, you can't deny that he's consistent, and at least you can understand what he's saying, and as many people have said, he doesn't come off as a liar. And thank you, John. Anything else you want to comment on?
He's keeping a cool head about it, too. He's not arguing with people and getting into frivolous things, you know.
Yeah, not throwing pearls before swine.
He's a cool guy. Thanks, John, for the call. Appreciate it, man. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ron Paul is totally cool.
Yeah, I consider him my grandpa because my actual grandfather's died before I was born, so I always considered Ron Paul my grandfather.
Did you get to meet him in person, Ron Paul? Ever?
No.
Oh.
Unfortunately. But, no, I did see him in person, but I didn't get to meet him. I was foolish and was doing other things.
So, Ron Paul campaign, of course, I don't know, have you guys heard anything recently about it, besides the fact that he's just not doing very well in
the primaries?
He won
Virgin Islands, which, of course, everybody was saying that he had to get a major win, and he won Virgin Islands. Of course, no one would say anything about it, so there you go.
The Virgin Islands. Mark, didn't you at one time want to go and do, like, a free state project?
American Samoa has a population of about 60,000, 20,000, a third of which work for the government, by the way, but has a population of 60,000, so you really wouldn't have to get, if you had 1,000 people move there, you'd probably have some major effect.
Yeah, but Keene's got a population of 23,000. So
yes,
1,000 people would have way more of an effect here.
Yeah, but you're talking about one city which has no power when it comes to a governmental
That's not
situation.
Necessarily true. You could hire your own police chief and then they could stop enforcing the war on drugs.
Oh, God, the war on drugs. If you care about the war on drugs, move to California. I don't know why the hell you'd come to Keene, New Hampshire.
Why would you want to go to California?
Because marijuana is legal there.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean much of anything. I mean, there are still the feds are cracking down. Los Angeles has just created severe regulations that prevent
You set the premises of the argument. And I'm telling
I'm just
you
giving you an example of how 1,000 people can make a bigger difference in a place where there's less population. Plus, you could even you would move 1,000 people into Concord, and those people could take over.
One thing we've seen with the Free State Project is that 1,000 people is, you know, it's effective in changing the politics.
1.4 million.
What's that?
I mean, there's 1.4 million people in New Hampshire, and 1,000 people has made a pretty big splash because most people aren't activists. Most people don't pay any attention to what goes on around them. And of those that do, they're not going to put the same level of effort in as somebody who is a dedicated activist who moved here for the purpose of being active. So you get 1,000 of those people coming here, and I have to say that the 1,000 is going to be a range. Like, you're only going to have some of the 1,000 that are really, really active, and then some of them are not going to be that active, etc.
Sure.
But the more thousands you can move, the better off you're going to be, and that's, of course, the point of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, which is where you can go to learn more about what it is we're discussing.
If it's worked, if 1,000 have worked with, 1.4 million, then just think how much more it would work with 60,000 was my idea.
Oh, and by the way, I think it's worth pointing out that isn't it true that Ron Paul had the best results of all the primaries thus far in New Hampshire?
I thought it was the early ones. I couldn't say for certain.
No one knows?
I haven't researched it, no.
Well, I think it's true. I think that recently he's been getting like 5 to 10% in different primaries, and here he got 23%. In New Hampshire.
That's in the primaries. He's been getting lots of delegates where, you know, sort of under the table. But he, you know, he won in Virgin Islands. Of course, you're not going to hear about it on the news.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. And if there's anything that's exciting about the Ron Paul campaign, I'd love to hear about it. I did see that he was on the Tonight Show this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, again. Right, so he was on...
His third
time. Oh, I didn't realize
that. Not this run. He had one in 2008.
Right, okay. And this run, he was on a couple months ago, and that was a great appearance. And this time they had him on, not quite for as long as he was on the last time.
He was on the whole show the last time.
He was on, pretty much the entire show last time.
Jay Leno cannot go and put a candidate on for the whole show and over and over again. That would be
But he did have him on for two full segments this time, so it was still a good interview.
Yeah.
And Ron Paul got to kind of show himself as a fun guy, as a fit guy. They showed a picture of Ron Paul in the pool, like showing how fit he was. And then they showed a picture of Rick Santorum lying by a pool, and he was really kind of fat looking.
I bet he is budgy.
Yep, he totally was.
Around the middle.
And exactly, yeah. So that was entertaining. And they had like a video of Ron Paul with his head superimposed over some karate guy in like a Hong Kong action film. And it was they really were having a good time with Ron Paul. And Ron, of course, had a great time and got to answer some serious questions. And, of course, knocked him out of the park. He did a great job.
Yeah, he certainly gives septuagenarians a good name when they run for office.
They always try to make him seem like he's all doom and gloom when he's talking about the actual state of things. But if you don't treat him like he's your enemy, then he actually turns out to be kind, like a really nice guy. So when people have him on the news, I wish they would lighten up a little bit sometimes and realize that he has a great character.
Absolutely, and I think that shines through when he's on the Jay Leno show. He's not being attacked in any way, shape, or form. I think Jay Leno has asked him some good questions, some challenging questions, but he's never been in your face or mean about it with Ron.
Well, you know, politics is threatening to people. When it comes down to it, it's a threatening thing. People in journalists often have an agenda. That's why they got into journalism, and they think that the government can solve problems, and Ron Paul doesn't. So, therefore, he's the enemy of the right and the left.
Toll-free number here tonight. Plenty of time for your thoughts, your calls, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, Allie's going to tell us about a minimum price that may be set for alcohol. We'll explain what and where that's all about. Also, we'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-3733.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number here for you. Take control of the airwaves, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that await you there. We give them to you. Unlike a lot of those talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy it for free. Thanks to great folks like Jason Osborne from SACL CAI.
That's right. Jason Osborne is one of the principals there at SACL CAI. He's a big supporter of the ideas of liberty. And you can support Free Talk Live by supporting its advertisers, among them SACL CAI. You can do business with folks that do business with Free Talk Live, and it's very helpful. It makes advertisers want to come on board. SACL's been on board for a very long time. They do accounts receivable, so if you've got a business and the task of collections has become somewhat vexing for you, SACL CAI can do it, and they can do it in a fashion that retains your clients. They're respectful to them. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right. Still to come here tonight, a minimum price to be set for alcohol. We'll tell you more about that. Tim, first, though, listening in Maine to WVGP in Presque Isle. Hey, Tim.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Really like the show. All right.
Thanks.
I wanted to talk to you about an occurrence that I've been dealing with for like the past 3 years. I used to live in Texas, and I was pulled over one night, and I was given a ticket for not having my insurance, proof of insurance, and not having my license. To keep the story moving along, I had both at the time. I just didn't have evidence with them of either on me.
Right.
I'm a business guy. I travel a lot, and I failed to go to court and to get it settled. And so an arrest warrant was issued, and so I, literally traveled the world, and just I went in and said to the window and said, what do I have to do to get out of this? Opened up the checkbook, paid a hefty fine for each, and then walked away thinking everything was done.
What could go wrong?
Well, then these letters have started to appear in the mail from a company called MSB. And it is a company that charges a surcharge for each of those violations. And for each one, it's $268. And
hold on a second. What does MSD stand for?
Maybe one of your guys, I'm at home and I don't have internet, but can search it, like MSD surcharge Texas or something like this. But
so wait, this is Texas, not Maine? I'm sorry, you were calling from Maine, so I must have missed it.
Yeah, I was calling from Maine, but this happened in Texas.
Okay.
And so they have the authority, if you don't pay this surcharge, and trust me, I've called them on the phone. I've called, I tried to work through it with my congressman just to try to get somebody to, every time I've called them on the phone, my question is, how can this be legal? How can, you know, and their response is Texas, you know, passed a law that allows them to do this. And they're, you know, they're very, you know, they're very guarded. They don't try to defend it or anything like that. But,
so let me see if I've got this straight before you go on, Tim. You're saying you got the, you know, this traffic citation situation where you didn't have stuff on you. You
right.
ended up missing out on paying this. They put an arrest warrant out for you. You went. You paid what you thought was to pay this off. But later, this MSD organization.
B.
MSB is in boy?
Yes.
Yes, MSB, yes.
MSD is in doctor or B is in boy?
B is in boy.
Boy. Got it. A private corporation.
It is a private corporation.
That's what it says.
What does it stand for?
Right.
It doesn't say.
So.
Right.
So you paid off the government. But not this private corporation, and now they're saying you owe them $200-something per violation?
Per violation per quarter. And I've been doing this since 2008, and I'm now I just got the last, you know, every time I get these bills in the mail, and trust me, it was like I paid the first ones, I called them, I couldn't believe it, I ranted and raved and then just said, okay, I'll pay it. And then, you know, while I was traveling, my wife said, hey, you've got more things from this MSB thing. And I said, don't worry about it. I paid them. And then my license actually got suspended. And I had to go through an entire hassle to get it back and then paid them again. And then right when I thought it was done, another one came the next quarter. So I called them and they said, no, it was like a bad dream unfurling. They were like, no, you're going to have to pay these for the next 3 years.
So for not having on you, you're a proof of a license and identification.
Well, no, it's not for having on me. I was guilty. I mean, I pled guilty.
To
so
what?
As far as they were concerned, it would be like, they said it's for like a DWI or for no proof of insurance. I had insurance at the time. I had my license, but that really
wait a minute. Point of clarification, Tim. Are they coming at this MSB? Are they coming after you because you didn't pay the original ticket? Like, if you'd paid
no,
the original...
No, I paid the original ticket. I
thought
everything.
You forgot to pay it for a while, and then you went and paid it.
Right. And then so I went into the courts, and I settled it with them.
But wait, what I'm trying to follow is, like, had you not forgotten about that and not been late and they'd not issued the arrest warrant for you, let's say that you just went ahead and paid it right out the gate... And not forgotten, would MSB have been brought in that case?
Yes, I believe they would have. First off, it's really inconsequential about whether or not I had my license, or it's just a matter of pride that I'm telling you that I did, and I did have insurance, mm-hmm. but it's really, that's inconsequential to the story. What matters is that I was guilty of these violations. As far as the state is concerned, I didn't have my license, and I didn't have my insurance, and I was operating these vehicles without it. So I, therefore, had a fine that I had to pay, and it was a hefty one, and I paid it. And
but
I
you
had,
paid you it know, after they issued an arrest warrant for you.
Yes, I
guess so. Here's what I'm going to suggest happened. Now, I don't think it's right what they've done to you here, especially if these people have fined you extra above and beyond what the original fine was that was sent to them. But MSB, if I'm not mistaken here, is Muniserv.com. It is founded in 1991. The Municipal Services Bureau offers outsourced collections, payment processing, and call center services to governmental entities nationwide. We empower blah, blah, blah going on.
We empower tyranny.
Yeah, but by the way, on Facebook, they only have 12 likes.
Right.
So I think that what
that's because Facebook doesn't. It only has the thumbs up. It doesn't have the middle finger up.
So I think what happened was is that you got this this ticket and you spaced on it, and they sent it to collections, and then they probably have some sort of statutes that allow these collections people to just totally whole hog just trash on you. I mean, what have you paid to MSB? What was the amount that you paid for the ticket, and what have you paid to MSB thus far?
Okay, well, I'm gonna use some really big round numbers, and trust me, I have no reason to exaggerate or anything
like
that.
I
actually think that the original fine that I had to go pay was somewhere around $1,000 by the time. It could have been even $1,200, but it
and
was.
And what have you paid to MSB thus far?
Okay, that's where it gets really ridiculous. It's been.
It sounds ridiculous.
$600 a quarter since 2008.
So, are you serious?
So it's 1,800 dollars a year for 3 years.
And you're not even in Texas right now. What would happen if you stopped paying MSB?
They canceled his license.
They would suspend my license. It would be suspended. Trust me. I went through. I came to Maine, and it was suspended. So,
but that is insanity.
The part that still really chaps me is that I paid the government, and I had something that needed to be settled between us. I settled it.
Right.
Well, surprise, surprise, the government gets to impose whatever rules they want to on you, and if you don't like it, well, too bad.
That's how they feel.
This is
absolutely criminal. I mean, I've never heard
this
before.
That's what they do, Mark. They're criminals.
God, they are.
They're desperate for cash, too. In fact, if you look at MSB's website...
It actually makes me feel a whole heck of a lot better. Your theory does smack true.
Tim, thank you for the call, man. I'm glad you shared your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Look at the front of their website. It says, how long is your road to revenue recovery? They're advertising that to governments.
Oh, yeah.
Free Talk Live.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am JAMS. Take away everything you can get. Keep them all over this affordable debt.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 855-453. A number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
Allie.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you there. We've got our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because the chat room's built into the same page at cam.freetalklive.com. Once again, cam.freetalklive.com will take you there. And it's all free, of course. So we were just talking with somebody. We'll get right back into your calls that the folks are holding here, but just wanted to give a little more information about the last guy that we were on the phone with, Tim, out of Maine. He was talking about a situation in Texas that he'd gotten in with not having, his license and registration with him while he was driving, got the ticket for it, spaced out. He had license and registration at the time, just didn't have the documentation with him. He spaced on it. He didn't go to court. He didn't go and pay it. So they issued some sort of, after-the-fact fine. Hey, arrest warrant. You haven't come to court. Now we're going to arrest you. Okay, he didn't want to be arrested and go through all that. So he paid off some huge fine to make it, what he thought, go away. And then he started getting letters in the mail from MSB, which is a private corporation that, according to its website, Muniserv.com, M-U-N-I-S-E-R-V, Muniserv.com, does collections for governments. And right there on the front of their website is it's their advertisement at the top, their teaser, how long is your road to revenue recovery? They're asking that of like government city managers and police departments and things like that. The idea being that the economy is so tough right now for governments, and what are you going to do to get back to where the glory days where you had just money rolling into like Uncle Scrooge diving through the money?
As if they're not parasites, sucking the last bit of money that individuals have, but in fact that they're, really actually viable organizations that provide important stuff. I'm not saying they don't provide important stuff, but they provide it at rates that are just incredibly high and inefficient.
I don't want anyone to do what these people are doing to these folks in Texas and who knows where else, because this company says that they work with something like, 23 states, 450 jurisdictions.
Well, they're right in Austin.
MSB is everywhere, and yes, they're right in the capital of Texas. And so basically this company is likely going to go in to a government office and they're going to present to them a pitch and they're going to say to them, hey, you got all these outstanding accounts, we'll take care of this for you, but you can help us by passing some laws that makes it so we have the force of the government behind us. We're not just any old collections agency trying to call and talk somebody into paying. We're going to be able to assess extra fines, and we're going to have more power than any other collections agency.
Right.
Because we work with governments. And so the board operator here, I think it's Charles, he sent over a link from the Texas Department of Safety website where they talk about surcharges. Now, surcharges are things that the Texas government adds on to your fine. So they're already fining you for the so-called violation or offense. That's already however many hundreds of dollars.
So give and get used to it.
And then you've got maybe a late fee, like in his case, he didn't pay it by a certain date, so they issued an arrest warrant, so they probably tacked on more hundreds of dollars on for a late fee, some sort of other fee to call off the arrest dogs or whatever the cops, who knows what other fees they tack on there. But surcharges are the same thing. So because you've been charged with a crime, Texas decides that, well, that's not enough money right there. We need to get a surcharge in on this. And according to this this piece off the government's own website, surcharges apply to any kind of traffic offense that has occurred after 2003, September 1st. It's an administrative fee, they say, charged to a driver based on convictions reported to the driving record. And basically, they go down to say that the way it works, the reason why this guy kept getting bills year after year after year, quarter after quarter, is because, well, they issue you points for these offenses, and the more points you have, the higher the surcharge is. So the driver's required to pay a $100 surcharge for the first 6 points, and then $25 for each additional point. But that's not all. They can also give you special surcharges for things like your first DWI offense, second DWI, DWI with a BAC of 1.16 or more, driving without insurance, driving while license is invalid. DWI with 0.16 or more is a $2,000 surcharge per year for 3 years.
God.
So I'm not sure how Tim got up to $600 per quarter for 3 years. He must have a lot of points on his license, because having no driver's license, for instance, is only a $100 surcharge per year for 3 years. But that's how it works. Essentially, over the years, after 3 years, your points go away. So as long as you have points, and as long as you get some sort of a criminal charge, a driving charge, traffic charge, you will have surcharges added on to the charge that you already received. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's all about the money.
It's not even about the charge that you received. It's just a surcharge for being over 6 points.
That's correct.
Just the charge. We just charge you for being over 6 points.
Exactly.
And I wonder, can you just let your license, you know, look, I'd like to cancel my license. I don't want your surcharges anymore. And
yes,
I'll let
that's what will happen if you don't pay the surcharges, is they're going to cancel your driving privileges or your license.
You know, I'm wondering if you can just go ahead and cancel and say, I don't want the license anymore, and, you know, I'll bike it. I don't need your surcharges, whatever. And I wonder if you then the points will go away after whatever period of time the points go away, and you can get it back after that period of time.
Well, that's a good question, Mark. I don't know.
So you're really paying in order, you know, this extra exorbitant fee in order to have a license for that period of time.
That's what it sounds like. But then again, they may not let you come back and get your license until you paid off all the surcharges that they deemed were due on your account.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case.
Right. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Chris in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ali, and Mark.
Evening, everybody.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
First off, I just wanted to say, you know, I think the Jews are responsible for all the circles in the world. And personally, I just wish they would stop.
All the circles? All the circles. Okay, that's cute. Is that all you wanted?
Sorry, I was just trying to make a joke. But obviously it failed, so I am going to hang
out. Nah, you did okay. Yeah, that it's a reference to a caller earlier in the show who claimed that crop circles were an alien thing, and then he mentioned Zionism and going on from there.
Right, yeah. If you hadn't been tuned in for that, you wouldn't have gotten it. And for me, jokes about race like that, not really. Yeah, not really my bag. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
But he was lampooning the joke.
I get what he was doing. But somebody who just tuned in would be very confused by that call. And you have to remember, it's a radio show, so people are always just tuning in. 855-453 is the number.
You know, you tell jokes, and sooner or later, you're gonna have a stinker.
That's true. Let's continue. You got to throw it up against the wall, see if it'll stick. Alex is on the line, listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I'm involved with the Ron Paul campaign here in Virginia.
Great. Thanks for doing that.
We're going to be sending a bunch of people to the meeting in the county level to see if we can get some people voted in as delegates, and then on to the state and, I presume, national level. I'm not exactly privy to all the details.
But, great. And how's that going for you? Is it keeping your interest?
Well, it's not so much about my interest. It's about what good it's doing for the campaign, so at least we can get Dr. Paul some national attention. the guy managing this on, I think, the district level. We're in Virginia's ninth. This guy has his stuff together. He sent me a few numbers to call. Thankfully, some of them are in my town, so I may be able to get a few people right. So maybe we can get this thing stuffed.
Well, fantastic. What do you think the chances are Ron Paul's going to make a decent showing in Virginia? Thus far in the southern states, he hasn't exactly been knocking it out of the ballpark.
Well, if I recall correctly, Gingrich and Santorum were not on the ballot. So Dr. Paul made a very nice showing.
Virginia already happened. Virginia was his highest showing at 40% or something like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because there was no one else competing except for, who was it?
Gingrich and Romney. Paul and Romney.
Got it. Great. Well, I hope that works out for you. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
Yes. In reference to, I think, the call before last, the guy made a bad joke or something. I'm reminded of two data. First, Rothbard reminded us that government is a gang of thieves writ large. And the second part is, I know some states will honor foreign driver's licenses. I understand California is one of them, and I've seen even a few foreign license plates around here, a few from Canada, and I think one from Mexico even.
I always thought that would be an interesting approach, is to put some sort of a foreign plate on a car. And that's one of the questions I'd asked when I got when I had to go to court for having a private plate on my car. Was I pointed out, well, how do you know that the Shire, which is what my plate said as its location, how do you know that's not as legitimate as any of these other foreign countries? What makes my nation state, my imaginary concept, less valid than, say, the Barbados?
The Wilson Islands.
Thanks for the call, Alex. Appreciate it. It's 855-453. And the judge did not like me asking questions like that. He didn't want me to go down that road when I tried that.
Yeah, because they don't know.
Because there is no difference. It's all just an idea. The
right.
Nation states are nothing. They
if
don't
you get
exist.
A private license plate from some place called that, you know, one of these unpopulated Papua New Guinea, I mean, how is the local cop going to be able to look that up?
Exactly. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 3 is next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.